Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Photographer Tom Bonker is known as the Eagle Man for his captivating shots of the big birds nesting near the Savannah's Preserve. A former superintendent at Harbor Branch, Bonker was born and raised in Fort Pierce. His father worked in citrus by day and fished for snook at night off the old wooden South Bridge. Tom says snook always put up a good fight.
Some nights my dad would be there by himself. They would break the pole in half, and my dad would lay over the pole and wait on a car to come by, and he'd flag them down and help him to get the snook up, some of them up to 50 pounds.
And he brought in a lot of them every night, right?
Oh, yeah. They brought in a whole truckload every night. That's a few thousand pounds a week. And then after the state came along and changed the laws on it, they'd never fished another day in his life.
When they imposed limits and seasons?
No, they took it from being a commercial fish to a sports fish. You weren't allowed to sell them anymore.
And that did it for him?
Yep, he was really upset. That was how he made his extra money, you know, for us kids, for clothes and shoes. Back then, money was pretty scarce. People didn't make like $25 a week. That was big money.
What was the biggest snook you ever brought in?
Oh, 50 pounds. But the biggest fish we caught was like a 900-pound jewfish, but we caught that on a rope over there at the west end of the old South Bridge. We'd bring it in on an old fruit truck. We'd tie it to the fruit truck and pull him out and get a couple of people to help us pull him out of the water. And then we'd bring him out to the old truck stop south of town and weigh him up. And we'd get a little sticker, showed how much he weighed.
900 pounds. No wonder they call it a Goliath grouper now.
Yeah, right. Well, most average around 200 pounds, 400 pounds. That's the best size to eat.
Did you eat that one, the 900-pounder?
Oh, yeah. We cut them all up. My uncle had about a dozen knives in a big tray, and he would sharpen them all up. And then we had a little hatchet. We'd go around the outside edges of them, you know, and peel them open. When a knife would get dull, we'd grab another one, you know, and we'd cut them in big chunks and package them up.
Was this for commercial purposes?
No. Just everyday people. Whatever you could catch, that was what we were going to eat. And everybody shared whatever they had with their friends. Not like today. We had an old man lived across the street from us. He had a great big garden. He would bring the stuff from his garden, lay on our porch, and my dad would leave a snook there for him.
You were telling me that one of the things that people like to do for fun was meet the fishing boats when they came in.
Yeah. Everybody would go to the south jetties and sit in their cars and wait on the boats. It would usually be one big party boat, and the whole side of it would be hung snapper and grouper.
Did they share?
I don't know. If I never went down to the boat to see.
You worked in the groves, too, that your family owned. How were you able to pick citrus from those tall trees when you were a little boy?
My dad made a small ladder for me in a small bag. It was like 50 pounds. That was a lot of weight for me. And then I used to help him throw the boxes out. It was more fun when I did that. Later on, my cousin, we'd take turns running the tractor and throwing the boxes off, the empties, and picking up the other ones. We couldn't pick them up back then because they weigh 135 pounds apiece. So when I got to be a teenager, I could pick them up. But I'd still be wore out after a few thousand boxes a day.
You were telling me what you would eat for lunch.
Yeah, they used to get a kick out of watching me eat. I'd eat a dozen sandwiches and sometimes some crackers or something besides that.
12 sandwiches?
Every day. I had peanut butter. In the middle of it, I had some smoked ham.
After church on Sunday, you and your family would go up to Vero.
Yeah, we'd go out 60. We had an old 39 Ford. We'd put a wash tub in the trunk and a croaker bag and a little rope and two pitchforks. Back then, the water was around the road real close, and the road was down a lot lower than it is now, and there was canals on both sides. My dad would get on one side of the canal, and I'd get on the other, and we'd take the pitchforks and stick in the mud and catch the turtles, and sometimes frogs, gators. We'd put them in the croaker bag. When we got home, we'd clean them and everything, and that'd be our lunch every week.
Tom Bonker still lives in St. Lucie County. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.